Egypt tomorrow holds its first ever competitive presidential election. The incumbent, Hosni Mubarak, who's been in power since 1981, this election has been traveling the country promising a massive jobs program to alleviate Egypt's high unemployment. Several challengers, led by a reform-minded lawmaker, are struggling to get their message out. But as NPR's Peter Kenyon reports, they face long odds.
The city of Assiut, some 230 miles south of Cairo, was known to the Greeks as Lycopolis, City of the Wolf. Once valued for its strategic location along the Nile, Assiut has fallen off the map, according to its residents. But that changed recently when the president and at least one of his challengers dropped by to campaign. This crowd of several thousand has been waiting for President Mubarak for hours in a huge tent outside a cement factory. They're eager to see their leader of nearly 2.5 decades come and ask for their vote for the first time. When the president finally appears in a gray suit without necktie, he gets an adoring reception. In a speech frequently interrupted by cheers and applause, Mubarak said his main goal is to put more young Egyptians to work.
My election program aims to provide more than 4 million job opportunities during the coming 6 years. New job opportunities will be the focus in the sectors of industry, agriculture, commerce, and tourism.
Analysts say Mubarak's challengers have virtually no chance of pulling off an upset. Still, veteran politicians such as Noman Goma of the venerable Al-Waft Party are out on the stump in the wilting August heat. One of the higher-profile challengers is Ayman Nour of the new Al-Ghad party. The day before Mubarak's visit to Assiut, Nour boarded a train to the same region. Lush fields of corn and wheat flashed by as the train rolled through Egypt's narrow, fertile breadbasket, fed for centuries by the Nile. Nour is a soft-spoken, bespectacled lawmaker who was thrust into the spotlight when the authorities arrested him on forgery charges that he says are false and politically motivated. His voice hoarse from campaigning, Nour says Egyptians seem ready for change, but they don't trust the government to count the votes fairly. Election officials insist everything will be above board, but so far they won't agree to international observers, despite complaints by hundreds of Egyptian judges slated to monitor the voting. Nour says he wishes he could reassure voters, but he can't.
To be honest, we can't tell people anything because we don't have any guarantee of anything. Until now, we don't know where the polls are going to be, the ballots, where they are going to be. Until now, we don't have the lists of the voters. The only thing we can tell them is that the more people that go, the more there is an opportunity that there will be a real election.
Nour is greeted by raucous, supportive crowds in Upper Egypt. People cheer as he slams Mubarak and the ruling National Democratic Party as corrupt and ineffective. Nour has his own program to fight unemployment, including monthly unemployment benefits of £150, about $25. But in a sign of how steep a hill any challenger to Mubarak must climb, a voter who gives his name as Mohammed says he doesn't trust any politician's promises. And anyway, he prefers the devil he knows.
Ayman Nour is talking about £150 in unemployment support. Will he really do that after he is elected? This means that the person we know is better than the one we don't know.
Analyst Mohammed Said Idris at the Al Aram Center for Strategic and Political Studies says this type of resigned, even fatalistic attitude is understandable, considering that Egyptians have essentially been left out of the political process for decades.
They felt that whether they participated or not, the result will be the same. And they believe now that President Mubarak possesses the authority and possesses the institutions. All those who think of going to participate, they also start thinking the person we know is better than the person we don't know, because it is not based on selection, it's based on the lack of trust.
More optimistic analysts believe that however slightly the democratic door has been opened this year, the seed for further reform has been planted. They point to President Mubarak's campaign website, which asks visitors what they see as the most important issue in the campaign. Two of the three choices are key points in Mubarak's platform: job creation and higher wages. But the current leader, by a better than 2-to-1 margin, is the third option: more freedom and democracy. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Cairo.